How long can you make the bracha for? The Gemara now explains on this. Kama share equal you can do it as long as you didn't digest the food. Amr of Yochanan calls my chain and arrive as long as you're not hungry anymore. Or Shlakish one calls my chain, some of Machman of Pilato, as long as you're still thirsty from what you're eating. And from what you eat. Okay. Amrle Rav Yemar Bar Shlami the Mar Zitra, Amrle Rav Yemar Bar Shizi the Mar Zitra, Yemar Rishlakish Haki, Amr Rishlakish, Kama share equal. Kedel halav dalin milu. That's 4 mil. That's the amount of time it takes to walk 2 miles, which is for halacha, 72 minutes. So how could Reish Lakish say it's the amount of time that you're still thirsty, which is probably, presumably a very short amount of time? Isn't it 4 mil? Isn't it 72 minutes? That's much longer. Does the Gemara lo kasha kamba kamaruba kamba filim ulentif? If you ate a lot or you ate a little. If you ate a lot, then you can use the rule of 7 to 8. And Rabbi Yochanan said, neither of those as long as you're not hungry anymore. And that's how we actually follow Rabbi Yochanan. As long as you're still full from the meal, you can still die. Balham Yayin, it's really discussing the last line of the Mishnah. You can answer Ramein to Bracha as long as even if you hear the whole Bracha, but you can't even answer Ramein to the Kuch's Bracha unless you heard the whole thing. The name of the Yisrael, Abba Gadol, Kulu, on Bracha, on it. It sounds like that even if you hear the whole thing, you could still answer. Fine. And then, that's true. That's a good implication. But Chilo Shama Hechinaf, if you want to say, but still, why does it make any sense? How are you allowed to listen to the Bracha of Yisrael and not hear the whole thing and answer Amen? How are you Yotze? Right? Bottom line, you didn't hear the whole thing. Shrek only means you heard the thing. But how do you Yotze if you're not Yotze? If you didn't listen. Amr Chibar Rav, Bishloch Amen. I'm not trying to actually be Yotze the meal. Yotze the bracha. If you're trying to be Yotze the bracha, you have to hear the bracha. If you didn't hear the bracha, it doesn't work. But if you're not trying to be Yotze, you just want to say Amen. Okay, so then you're allowed to say Amen as long as you heard the last little bit of the bracha. Same idea. You didn't eat with them earlier. Rav Chia Berei Beri Chatof Berich. Now, question just in general. Is it better to try to answer Amen to somebody, or better to listen to the bracha and be Yosei Shmei Ka'ona? Is it better to make the bracha yourself and be motzi people, or is it better to listen to the bracha? So he said, oh, my son, whenever you have an opportunity, you should chatov berich, go grab the opportunity to make the bracha yourself. It sounds like in these two statements, you should try to make the bracha yourself, last two medium lines. Miman de ani amen. It's better to say the bracha yourself rather than answer amen. Ratan Rabbi Yosei Amir, go to on amen yotu v'varech. But the bracha says the opposite. Better is the person to answer amen than the person who makes the bracha. Better to listen than to make the bracha yourself. Amen. Rabbi Norai Hashemayim came here. Rabbi Norai says that's definitely correct. The second opinion that saying amen is better than making the bracha. Tidol Sharei Guyarim Yordim Mekarim Mochama. The first line of infantry go into war and they fight. The Giborim Yordim Natskam, and then the second strong soldiers, they come afterwards and they take over and can conquer wherever they need to conquer. So the first line is not the most expert in the best soldiers they put, not the standard soldiers, the biggest experts, the best soldiers, the strongest they put afterwards. Same thing with the Bracha and Amin. A Bracha in Shemayim goes up to Shemayim, goes to the Kisei Kavod. And then sometimes they're Mekatrigan. There's the Satan and other people try to stop Hashem from listening to our bracha. So along the way, the Amen sort of wins the battle and allows the bracha to go to Avodah Bracha. That's why the Amen is more powerful than it, making bracha yourself. Tanaihi. So the Gemara says, you're right. Bottom line, we have Amorim that say the bracha is better. Now we're saying the Amen is better. Bottom line, it's Machlokas. You're right. Tanaihi Bracha. Amen. B'mashma. The idea that it's talking about the Pasuk in Ezra. That people should come and bless Hashem, Brachot Hashem and Malakechem. So the Brisa says it doesn't matter whether you're answering Amen or making the bracha; both of those are good. They're all valuable. The Shaila is which one's better? Ella Shemaharim the Mavarech Yodim and Onam Amen. They give more reward to the guy that made the bracha more than the guy who answered Amen. By Minei Shmo Mirav Melav Hanes Amen Acher Tinoko Chavir Rabban. Could you answer Amen to hearing a bracha of a kid who is not actually trying to be Yotzei or whatever, a kid that made a bracha? And he's just, let's say, Yelachinach, but he's making brachas he's not supposed to. Amalei, Achara call onin. Amin, you can answer amin to anybody. You can answer amin to anybody except for the kids when they're learning how to do it. They're doing it just to learn how to say the words of the bracha. Hanamile below idam eftaraya, but idam eftaraya onin. So in other words, if they're saying the amin, if they're saying a bracha not actually to be yotze something, they're allowed to do it because they're chinuch, so they can say the bracha, they'll learn how to say the words, that's great. They can do that in school, they can say the B'prei Eitz 20 times to learn how to say the words, but you can't answer amen to that bracha, because it's a bracha levatala. It's good for them to learn, but you can't answer amen to that. However, if they're actually doing it at the right time, you can answer amen.
Is there an amen for chinuch also?
Good question.
That's how we do it.
The Shulchan Aruch basically sounds like no. The end of the post. But bottom line, you could teach them amen, just say the word amen, teach them how to say amen. But to tell them, to hear the bracha and say amen, and they're not actually doing the bracha properly, but yes, amen. Shulchan Aruch says you can't say amen, because it's like, there's so much, like a bracha that I tell them, answer amen. What would work is if they say the bracha at the right time, and I'm answering amen, fine. And so the poskim said, so what do? If you hear your kid make a bracha on Sunday at the right time, you want to teach him how to say amen. So you say, a fake amen. You say amen, whatever, you make up something. You don't say amen. But if there's something, Rosh Hashanah, maybe you could teach him how to say amen, so that's also that. That's not what it sounds like in the other poskim. So it's a chiddush.
Bring them snacks also.
Yeah, if they're yote the bracha, the baba, you can say amen.
Then everyone wants it.
Give it a bracha before you do benching. People used to wash their hands with oil and make it smell nice. Did Rabbi Zilai, Rabbi Zivai, Zivai Omer, Enema Akiv. Okay, so we're going to move across the hall in just like a minute and a half when people start leaving. Good. So when we wash our hands with the shaman to make our hands good. So it says Rabbi Zivai, it's not ma'akiv. Rabbi Acham, Rabbi Shaman, Tov ma'akiv. The shaman, the good oil is ma'akiv. Rabbi Zivai, Omer, Hashem Shem Mezuham, Hasol, La'avoda, Kachi, Yadayim, Mezuham, Pesum, Bracha. The idea is, yeah, you can't have really dirty hands. Whether shaman is or isn't akiv depends on really if your hands are really dirty. If your hands are really dirty, for avoda in the base of mitzvah, you can't do it if your hands are really dirty. So for breaking brachos, I'm about Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ana lo ziloi velo zivoi velo zumai. I don't know any of these names of the Tanaim. I'm not familiar with any of these shitas, the Yadana. I don't know any of them. Almanita Yadana, I do know the following major statement of Rav, Damar of Yunum Rav, Amri Lelitatana Vekadashim, Ilmai Mishonim. We wash our hands at the beginning of the meal, the end of the meal. Ki kadosh zeh shemen. So if you have good oil before benching, you put it on. Great. And initial lekechem is a bracha. That's the actual benching. Good. Okay. L'mayim. So we hold that you don't have to have the shemen on. Any questions that we said so far? There's a good idea from the Baal Shem Tov going into the next parak about we're going to talk about brachas aroah. We're talking about brachas nen for the last few prakim, brachas mazon for a soga. And we're talking about brachas aroah. Whenever you see something special, so you make a bracha to Baal Shem Tov. So it says roah makom, but you see that place. It doesn't mean that you have to actually be there. You only have to be in that spot. Maybe how can you say, asalini is from makom azashem, given the miracle, but I'm not there. So the Baal Shem has a great line, wherever a person's thoughts are, that's really where he is, so to speak. And same thing with a person's sight. Where a person really sees and focuses upon, that's where he is. What does that mean? Psychologically, it means. He doesn't mean physically. He means metaphysically and psychologically. He means if a person aspires to be someplace, and aspires to do something, and to reach a certain height, to reach a certain goal, to get to see him, to get to, for a guy who's getting married, to get married, to a guy who's trying to reach a certain thing, where if he envisions it, and he plans towards it, and dreams towards that, that's where he is already. That's what it means over here. If he sees that makom, so even if he's not in that makom, but if he is thinking about that makom, it's like he's right there already. Aroa, makom. So the bottom line, we're going to make a lot of bracha. We're going to just all the brachas aroa, wherever you're at a place that had a nace, or always some nice bridges and things like Hashem's grave.
Rabbi Stanley Bebshad.
Yeah, there we go.
Rabbi Stanley Bebshad on Vayelech Harana as opposed to Vayered Harana, and said because his thoughts were still in Israel, it doesn't say Vayered even though he's going to put Sarah.
I don't want to move because I think they're still in the room, so like until they still
right,
see the action. This big mission is not so difficult. If you see a place where there's a miracle, you make that miracles happened to my fathers, great in this place. If there was a Avodah Zarah in this spot and it was uprooted, we make the bracha Hashem remove the Avodah Zarah from this place. Al Zikin al Zavos al Ramin. We'll talk about these specifically, but if there's a thunder or like earthquakes or Zikin Zavos and Ramin are different types of aspects of the storm. We'll talk what those are. And Ruchot al Brakim. Those are winds, like a not just a small little thunder or a little storm, but a like tornado or terrible wind. And Brakim is lightning. Then you make on all these, you can say Brosh Hakocho Gvura Tama Le'olam. A lot of times the wisdom say you can take Shakocho Gvura Tama Le'olam, something that's out of the ordinary, something that's a great thing that Hashem. You don't want to say also masturbation because Hashem didn't create in the beginning of the world this lightning or this thunder. But you want to say Shkolim Gvurah to my Lama is a great thing. Now, the postman do say for lightning, you can say. You can say Osamai Zabrachis. Well, that's usually in the minute. But Shkolim says you can say either one, Osamai Zabrachis, or because there was light in the beginning of creation, so it's a little different than thunder. But bottom line, that's what we do. You can do Osamai Zabrachis for either one, and Shkolim Gvurah to my Lama for. Sorry.
Yeah.
The opposite. Shkolim Gvurah to my Lama, I think, for either one, and. That's an inspiration for the lightning, I think. So we'll get it again. Okay, but anyway, that's what this mission is telling us. Alaharim, Gvozi, Yomim, Naharos, Amidbaros, things that were definitely created from the beginning of the world, things that are great sights. So then, Omerosa, Mesa, Gracious. These Hashem created when He created the world. And I see a mountain that's incredible. Things that are out of the order, not just the stamma thing you see all the time. Or a great ocean that you haven't seen in 30 days. On Midbar, same story. If you see the biggest oceans, they make that. So it used to be the people would say this with the Mediterranean Sea. It's a big machlokas. Many more say it actually on the Atlantic Ocean than the Mediterranean. It's a big machlokas. But Lamaisa, definitely people do say it with the Atlantic, if you haven't seen it. But it's a machlokas. Do you say this specific bracha, Yamagadol, for the Mediterranean or for the Atlantic? Some only say it if you're by the Gibraltar, you're in between both. You see Atlantic and the Mediterranean, you could say this bracha for sure. Okay. Bizman Shira O Leprakim. As long as all these things apply as long as you didn't say it in within 30 days. Al Gishamim Al Basara Tova Domin Bracha Tova Major. If there wasn't rain for a little while and it's a good news to hear there was rain in Israel, or any other good news, you say Bracha Tova Major, Tova Major is brachas that you get good news for multiple people, not just for you, for other people too. Abzaris Rose, I'm a Bracha Dayanemus. Bad news, you say Bracha Dayanemus. And Shachianu is for a personal good thing, like you got a gift, you can say Shachianu. But Tova Major is you get a gift that applies to lots of people, it applies to you and the rest of your family, not just one person. But if you get something new, get a nice suit, it's only helping you, so then you say Bracha Shachianu, if you want to get a Mevarach al Rah Mehin al Tovah. We say a bracha on something, a bad occasion, just like we do for something good occasion. Not the same text, but we make a bracha for this, just like we do for that. Al Tovah Mehin al Rah. Meaning, in other words, we had to make a bracha for each one because we said before that Hashem is Hafter Hashem Lekecha B'chol Levavcha Nashcha B'chol Ma'odecha Ma'odecha is B'chol Midah V'Midah. As Hashem deals the rest of the world with all each Midah Hashem treats you, you have to love a Kadosh Baruch Hu and bless him each one. Rishabter has this story with the Mashkiach in Chevron. It was a very sad story. In 1929, when there was the massacre that the terrorists killed some of the Bachrim in the Yeshiva, one of them was his son, so the Mashkiach was coming to the Levaya, and it took an hour. It took a long time. It took forever to get to the Levaya, and everybody was waiting for him, obviously. And his father, Shredo, was with the aide. So he said, usually I'm on time for everything, so what took me so long is because I didn't want to come to the Levaya to make the bracha after you usually finish the Levaya. That's when the mourners usually will say to Dayan HaEmes. They said, I couldn't be masik that didn't say the bracha of Dayan HaEmes with simcha, like I'd make every other bracha. And it took me a long time to contemplate and get and to ready myself to be able to say such a bracha. So it means we're supposed to say this bracha with a certain level of simcha as we do for good, as we do for bad. It's not really... usually emotionally possible. But what it means is we do say a different text, because to us it looks like it's a terrible tragedy. In Hashem's world, Hashem understands, in His master plan, yeah, it is true. It's for good. We're not supposed to understand it. But we do have to make a bracha on each one. Asoig lisha over is it to be licha by the Yisrael Beret? Omer here it's on to tell Ishti Zachar is it to be licha? You can't make tefillahs on something that already happened. It's a waste of time. And it's not just a waste of time. It's a tefillah shav, it's a tefillah for no reason. It makes tefillah cheap and meaningless. And Hashem only wants to listen to tefillah that could have an effect. So if a guy is dominated by the past, it's useless. Or if a guy's wife is pregnant and it's already determined, is it male or female? So what's he doing dominating? It should be a zachar. We're just going to talk about up to 40 days, whatever. Is the whole fancy thing of that science that is theoretically possible with the not so fast that could get right. Good. No, not up to 40 days change, but the change from a female to a male,
right?
With the active genes not being used. Yeah. You'll tell me. So we'll get to the Gemara, and then you'll elaborate. So what do we say? Hi above the Rav Ishmael calls of the ear only here on the David. B'toch beiti, or is it lucha? If you hear a cry because people are whatever, there's something terrible going on, you can't say, "Oh, I hope that's not coming from my house." Either it is or it isn't. That saka, that noise, that scream is coming from someone's house anyway, no matter what. If someone goes into the city, he should make two brachas: once going in, so he should be protected, and once when he leaves the city. Twice going into the city, twice going out of the city. What are these brachas? No tin hold al shavar makes a bracha on the past that he got there basically safely. This look, all tin he's praying for the future. That's why he's going to be held. He'll be safe inside the city. And when he's leaving, he makes the same two brachas, one on the hodah on the past and one on the going forward to be safe. We do tefillah derech, something similar to this. But there is such a bracha in Shechana for you going to a very dangerous town. Same sort of thing, like we make brachas tefillah derech. Okay, so we're going to darshan in this pasuk. You make a bracha for good and for bad based on this pasuk of loving Hashem, but with all your heart and so on and so forth. So what does it mean? B'chol v'avcha, shnei tzarach, yitzar tov ve'yitzar hara. We serve Hashem with both. So one easy pshat, this is what it sounds like, is that you use your yitzar hara, you entice, you motivate yourself to do mitzvahs using yitzar hara. It means shalom lishma, bal lishma. It's a good idea. Take your yitzhar. Right? It says in this week's parashas Kishmak, veikach li truma, take from me truma. What is it? Take. It's give. So David finds out because everybody likes to take. It's easy to encourage somebody to be involved in the project of the business ministry. Tell the mishkan to tell them, come take. You take zechuyah is going to take money that's going to be put away in all the time for yourself. Take money for yourself and you'll give it to the business ministry. But if you present it that way, you're a good spokesman, so then you'll encourage your yitzhar hara to come do mitzvahs. That's what you're supposed to do. And that starts with Shalosh Shema, and that's a good thing. It's a good thing to take Shalosh Shema to bring it towards mitzvahs. If it's going to encourage you to mitzvahs, gevaldik. B'chol Nashecha, v'lo Nashecha, we're supposed to give up our soul even for Kadosh Baruch Hu, for not to do Avodah Zarah. B'chol Me'odecha, with all our Me'odecha, b'chol Me'omelcha, with everything we have, including all our money. And people say what Me'od means is Me'od is a lot. So whatever it is, the most extreme of anything. So if you have a lot of money, so it's the most, you have to give the thing you have the most of, and you're giving all your money for not to do what it is. All the extreme midos of Hashem, whatever Hashem meets you out with, that's what you're supposed to be praising Hashem with, no matter what the situation is. That if there's a Beis HaMikdash, or we'll pause this line, right, then you're not supposed to be frivolous and lighthearted connecting that spot with the Beis HaMikdash. So we said if you're right near the Beis HaMikdash, you're by Hakotel, you're by Netiv Aryeh, you're Ish, you're right near the Beis HaMikdash by the Kotel Plaza. So if the Beis HaMikdash is standing, so it's totally awesome to be lighthearted and doing frivolous activities in front of where the Shar HaMizrach is, the Eastern Gate. It's not really on that side, it's really on the opposite side. If you be by the Eastern, not the Golden Maravi, but the opposite side, we can't be there now, it's not safe. Yeah, basically by Har Zeitun, but right up against where the Beis HaMikdash is. It's not safe to be there, but if you were right there, then you would not be able to be Mekel Rosha. So one of the things is like Mekel Rosha would be, you can't go to the bathroom there, that we'll talk about. You can't be exposed. You can't do things that are totally frivolous, that are not covetic for that spot. They shouldn't have a
getting drunk. They shouldn't do things that are not coveted to a certain kadosh makom. So, the, like in a shul, whatever you want to do in a shul, you wouldn't do. We'll talk about those halachas in this parak. So, whatever you want to do there, you want to do right in front of the beis of the shidah. Lo yikanes. This is at the end of the Mishnah. Beginning line. Lo yikanes harbay b'maklo lo b'minol lo b'fundato lo avek shal raglo. You're not allowed to go into harbayas with a stick, nor with your shoes, nor b'fundato with your belt. Which has your money belt, of avak sha'al raglav, with a dirt on your feet. So you don't go in with shoes on harbais either. But you're going to wash, and your feet will get some dirt, but basically before you get to harbais, you wash off your feet. Well, they ascend kapatria, and harbais was usually, they was considered very, very clean. They didn't even have a lot of dust on it. Valiyas and a kavadra, and that's halacha is still true. And a lot of these halachas, according to the Rambam, is still true because we have more mikdashim on that. The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, unfortunately, but the kedushas of the bias is still true. And if you want, maybe we can bring karbana still. But as long as that, so we're machmir for the Rambam, so you can't go there for someone's tame. And a soldier is going on the bahar bias should know that they shouldn't go with shoes. So they say, ah, so what are you supposed to do? Not go with any shoes today? It's very difficult. So the Rabbanu and Harashi, they say it's a good kula. You use sneakers, you use something that you would wear on Tisha B'Av, and something that's not leather, because that's not called a minhag. You wear sneakers, you wear something that's not a fancy shoe, not a leather shoe. So that's why you're going right near where the Harabais was. So you're not supposed to make a shortcut out of the Beis HaMikdash, nor the Beis HaMikdash Harabais area, nor could you spit on the Harabais. That's not Kavadik, Kavachomer from the shuls. Shuls, you're not supposed to spin the shul, nor you're supposed to make a shortcut out of a shul, Kavachomer to the Harabais area. So they say the back of the Kotel Plaza is probably not like that exactly. You know, people talk about it. Is how much of the Kotel Plaza has a din of a shul, how much doesn't. It? You know, in the front area, we do treat it with the shul. In the back area, it's a shayla. Okay. Whenever someone finished a bracha in the Beis HaMikdash, they would finish by, they conclude the bracha, and people would answer, not Amen, but rather you say, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Alkei Yisrael Min HaOlam V'Ad HaOlam. Okay. The Mavarech, sorry, let me say that correctly this time. The Mevarech, the person making the bracha in the Beis HaMikdash would say, Bracha to Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Min HaOlam V'Ad HaOlam. Hashem should be blessed from this world to the next world. Fine. And then, Bracha Nen Hadas, whatever. Instead of saying, Bracha to Hashem, Elokei Melech HaOlam, something, or Bracha to Hashem, Chonin Hadas, he'd have a very long conclusion. And the owner, the person answering, would not say, Amen, he would say, Bracha Shem, Kolom Melech HaOlam. So it used to be, they would say, Ad HaOlam. The Bracha to Hashem, Ad HaOlam. Which Olam is Omid Olam Haba. But Mishkakal Sadukum, the Sadukum would make fun of this and say, it must be Omru Ain Olam Ella Echa. There's only one world, there's only Olam Haba, and there's no Olam Hazed. Kinishi Omru, Min Olam Ad Olam. They would say two worlds this way. People would just know there's two worlds, this world and the next world. Hashem is the Malach of this world until the next world. It gives you Anam Shoel, Bisham Chavir, Bisham. They're made a Takana, that everybody should greet each other with Shem Hashem, as we hear about in Rus, Shnem Rabbi, Boaz, Bam, and Beis Lechem, Vayomra, the Kotrim, Hashem, and Machem, Vayomra, Yavracha Hashem. Boaz greeted the people with Hashem Machem, and they responded, Hashem should bless you.
So this is not talking about Harabai anymore. This is
no, the Harabai. It's just a different Takana. And we'll see the reason. Yeah, whatever. A totally different Takana. Vomer Hashem Machag Burchai. You see also a different greeting. It's also like that. Same idea in Shoftim and Gidom. Vomer Altivo Zikna Kizikna Imcha. Vomer Hashem Afer Tartecha. That don't scorn an old practice. Kizikina Imcha. If your mother's old, because this is a very old practice of Klai, so to say, this idea, like what that which Boaz did, Omer Elash Hashem, Efer Torah, and we could break Hashem's Torah in order to upkeep it in the long run. You know, this is a cloud that we use many a time. And Rabbi Nassan Omer Efer Torah Mishum Elash Hashem, we break the Torah in order to, because it's a time to do for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Take the pasuk and just turns it around. It's the same concept. I believe it might be in the Gemara later, but just slight difference of Kavana if you say it the first way or the second way. The pasuk is written in the way it says it. Elas Hashem is basically explaining what that means is you're breaking Hashem's Torah in order to do Elas Hashem, in order to follow Hashem's will for some particular moment. Okay, and that's what this instance of saying Hashem's name in vain, basically, there's no need to say Hashem's name when you greet someone, but still you're smutter say Hashem Rachem to greet them. So I'm still do that when you come up for Aliyah LaTorah. Ashkenazim generally don't do it. This is based on this concept of Boaz. Why did Boaz have this idea? Why wasn't it, I don't know, for Moshe Rabbeinu's time, why was it specifically Boaz? Because that was a time when there was a famine, it was a little bit like a little bit of galus. There was a downtrend, some people left Israel. There was a feeling in Chai Israel that Kosher was not with us. So he encouraged people's spirit that Hashem is with us. So he told people, Hashem Machem, Hashem is with you. And he would also say, with Shem Hashem, to remind them that every person has a lot of Kedusha. You could say Hashem Hashem, because you're greeting a person, with a person that has Alma Kim. Hashem, your neshama is with a greater aspect of Kosher Prabhu is accompanying you. How do you know you're supposed to make a bracha whenever you have a miracle? That's what we started our parak with. You see a place where there's a miracle, you make a bracha. How do you know? Because Yitro made a bracha. He said, Baruch Hashem, that Hashem saved Kaiser. The Gomer. Anisa de Rab, Rachin, Anisa de Yachal, Mavarchin. Maybe this is only a source for Rabbim, not for Yachid. And how do you know that you're supposed to make it even for Yachid? Well, who Gavro, Davi, Ozil, but ever do you mean no? Nafalay Arye Idavi Lay Nisa Itamine up to the commander Rav. Okay, what happened? Once upon a time, a guy was traveling and he was going on the near a river. Yamina, is that just the name of the river? Yeah, it
sounds like it's the name.
Near, right, name of a place, the south of the Euphrates. And the guy was going near a river and then a lion came to attack him. And a miracle happened, and Itzamin, and he was saved from the lion. Then he went to Rav, and he asked, I'm like, what should I make a bracha when I go there? And he said, yes, anytime you go to that spot, brich, baruch, shasin, ines, b'mokam azeh. Okay, this is not really a source in Chumash. Yes, it's true. Bottom line, we do say a bracha whenever we have a nes happen to us as an individual. I think we're just asking, is it only for rabbin, for a klai, so being saved, not for an individual? They say, yes, it is true for an individual as well. I mean, this is all derabanan anyway, but we wanted to know, is the Mishnah only for a Klal Yisrael, not just for an individual, and Halacha is true for both? And we see that from the story. Once Marbury de Ravina was traveling, and he went a valley, de Arvos, a certain place in Arabia, somewhere in a terrible desert. And there was no water, and he was very thirsty, and he was dehydrated. And a big miracle happened, and immediately a spring opened up, and he had water to drink. So the post can talk about just in all these cases, when he was saved from a lion, or the miracle happened while it was spring up, does it have to be a miraculous miracle that's not B'derech HaTeva, or could even be B'derech HaTeva? It's a big miracle, because the post can...
If the lion bit him...
And then he went to the hospital, and saved him.
Survived.
Good, right.
Versus... It just never bit. I don't know.
Right. So in other words, do you say if you saw a desert and then all of a sudden spring out of the ground, a well spring out of the ground, that's a big miracle, that's not natural? Or if you see the lions coming to attack you and all of a sudden a cage from Shemayim comes and traps the lion, whatever it is, an amazing, incredible miracle that something comes out of thin air, something totally, totally unexpected. I suppose it's talking about Derech HaTeva. It is a miracle that you receive from a terrible, dangerous situation, but Derech HaTeva, a guy was in a car accident, and instead of the car flips over, it goes over twice. It doesn't turn over on its side, and the person flips over and lands on its spot, and nothing happened. The car doesn't totally break, it doesn't die, he gets out in a safe way. It does happen, it happens both ways sometimes. Terrible things happen in car accidents. Sometimes people get out safely. Do you make a shasli in Yisrael Mokom Hazeh when someone comes out of an overturned car? So, Smach Lok is opposed. The genre sounds like it has to be a miracle that's totally, it looks unnatural. It looks something that no one expects.
The boulder fell on your car.
And then you escaped.
Not it fell next to your car. And
not only that. Not only that. No, for sure that. That's even more, but yeah, even more than that is, has to be something that, it's not even not expected, but rather it's something that it doesn't happen in normal course of events, this type of activity of me getting out of it. So being saved from a car accident is not considered that, so Shulchan Aruch would sound not like that, but the Mishnah Berurah says that many of the Ashkenazim they would make it even by something that is natural, and then Halacha Berurah brings that the Semenik Sfarim is also like that today. They would make it even for something that is natural, So someone gets him, but it has to be a dangerous situation. So the boulder falling next to the car is not considered a dangerous situation, according to everybody. Yes, it's scary, but you weren't in the dangerous situation. If it has to fall on the car, it has to be in the situation where you're in some danger. If it falls next to the car, I missed it. So I'm not considered in a dangerous situation. If I go in a place where they're shooting, even if the bullet misses me, that's a dangerous situation. As opposed to, if I wasn't in the house where they were shooting next door, I'm not in the dangerous situation. I have to be in the situation to be considered to be saved. That makes sense, actually.
So in Germany, when he tried to get into the...
That might be very reasonable. It's hard to know exactly what. Yeah, everybody ask Shailos and these sort of things. To Zimna, the Minang I said by Sfarim, I think is like that, but I think Ravadi recommends Sali Brachos not to make Vashem Brachos. To Zimna, Chare, the Gazal Baristika, the Mechosa. Once, in the marketplace of Mechosa, Marbury Ravina was traveling. Navalei, Gamala Prita. A camel that was crazy was attacking him. Itparka lay ashisa. A wall of a house all of a sudden crumbled. And spontaneously, he ran to the house, and the camel couldn't get into the house. Alagabe, and he was saved. Kimatil Arbas, when he'd go to this valley, Omer Roshas in the Nais, but Arbas of a Gamel, whenever he'd go to the valley, he would say the bracha on having a miracle with the Arabian desert, that there was a spring that spontaneously was created there, and with Hashem also created a miracle with this camel. When he came to the marketplace, he would say at the opposite order, he put first that the miracle that happened right there. First he said, when he got to the Shuk, where he had this camel story, that was he was saved from the camel, he said, thank you, Hashem, making a miracle, saving from the camel, and also in the desert. It sounds like he would make it for all the miracles that happened to him, but he would make the bracha on the thing that was most immediate. I don't think we do that. Amri, Aniz de Rabim. So answering the basic question is, that we started with, do you make a bracha on only miracles that happen to public or only even individuals? The Gemara says, yes, we do on both. And Yitro is an example of the Rabim. And we have many examples of this at the Yachid. When we say it's only happening in class, everybody should make the bracha. If it's only a Yachid, only you make the bracha. How many special spots have miracles? So you make a bracha. We'll talk about each one of them right now. This means the crossing over of the Yamsuf. So there was a big miracle. So we make a bracha if you see the Yamsuf, the place where we crossed. So why? Because there was a dry land in the middle of the sea. When we go to the yard, we also make a bracha. Why? Everybody prepared and got ready and walked through the dry land in through the sea. And with Yeshua, when they went to Eretz Yisrael, they walked in dry land. So they stopped, the people carrying the Aron, and there was dry land in the yard. What's special about Arve Nachal? Nachal Aron, it's just a nice river near Moab. Answer is, Rash brings a chumash, a whole big story from over this Gemara, that we were traveling, and then says there was a song that we sang to Hashem by the Be'er, Shir Sabe'er, and we said, because the Sefer Mochamas Hashem in the Book of Wars of God, it talks about Behe B'Sufa. What's Behe B'Sufa? There's something overflowing. Behe is to give. So Sofa, in the end, what's it talking about? Tana, and Behe B'Sufa, Shnei Mitzrayim, Abu. These are the names of Mitzrayim. They were outside the camp, they're outside the outskirts of the camp of Israel. Camp of Israel, out of Mariah. And the Mariah saw Kal Yisrael coming, and they got ready to kill us, ambush us. Abdulu Nikiruta Vetashabahon. They made small little caves in the mountain, on one side of the mountain, to come. Amri ki Chalvi Yisrael, Achin Kalit, Nik Linun. When Kal Yisrael are going to come, we're going to send these crevices in the caves in the mountain, and we will ambush them, and we'll throw rocks on them and kill them. So there was a mountain above Nachal Arnon. There was a valley. The Jews are going to walk through the valley. They saw the Klai Yisrael coming, and they're standing in the mountain, and the crevices in the mountain, and they're ready to get rocks to throw and kill them, throw on the Jews and kill them. They didn't know that there was an Aron coming for Klai Yisrael. What happened with the Aron? And he used to fly on the mountains in front of them. Give it out to Aron. As the Aron came in front of Klai Yisrael before they got to the Nachal Arnon, so it took the two mountain tops that were right by Nachal Arnon and smushed them together and made a valley. Made instead of being a valley and mountains, it made it a nice flat ground. And it killed all the Amori, the Amori that were sitting in the mountain tops and that were in the caves to try to come and ambush us. It smushed them and killed them. And then their blood dripped into the Nachal Arnon. When Vahiv got there, Vahiv was one of the Mitzrayim. When he came and saw this, he saw that there was blood spilling out between the rocks. Atu Amru Lili Yisrael. I told the rest of the class he was walking outside the camp. So that's what he told them. Amru Shira Hanadiv. So we attribute the song to Vahiv Lusu for those of the guys' names. But Isha Nachal Asher Natal the Shevet Ar and Shal Gomov. There was this overpouring of the river that was going towards Ar, a certain place near Moav, Nishan L'Gvul Moav, and it's leaning towards the Gvul Moav. This place between Ar and Moav, there was a valley, and then it became a flattened area where there was a nachal of water, and then the blood spilled into that river. Hashem saved us from that, and we make a miracle. Since it was a major miracle, we make a bracha. Avnei Al-Gabish, my Avnei Al-Gabish, what are these special rocks that we're making brachas over, if you see these? Tana Avanim Shamdu Algav Ish V'Yardu Algav Ish. They were something held up by one person. They rained down by someone else. Amdu Algav Ish is that Moshe Deltiv Ish Moshe Namik Mod. Ish refers to Moshe. And what happened with the rocks with Moshe Deltiv Echlu Hakolov Abarkim Matar Lin Tachar. When there was the Barad plague, he told Paro, I'm going to stop it. So midair, the rocks, these fireball. Hell rocks were coming down, and they stopped midair. Now, it could also be Avnei Al-Gabish. It sounds like there was just stones. Stones besides the hail. There were stones also coming down, and either way, Moshe Rabbeinu stopped them from going. Yardu Al-Gabish, but then it came down later. They rained down later by some other ish. Zeh Yoshua Dodi Veikach, Vatva Yoshua Ben Nun, Ish, Asher Ruchba. It says Ish by Yoshua. He had a spirit in him. Kzi Vehi Ben Nosam Ibn Ibn Israel, Ahim Bamordam Bechoron, Choron. If you see this Bechoron, you can make the bracha. Hashem is Zechalem, Avne Avanim, Gedolot. The Hashem threw rocks upon the enemies of the Klal Yisrael based on these are the same rocks that the Moshe stopped midair from coming. Evan should be Geisha Ogdimel Chabash and Lizro Klal Yisrael. There was a rock that Og was trying to throw on Klal Yisrael, and it fell upon him. It didn't happen. And if you see that spot, you can make a bracha. How do we know this story happened? Gemara Gamliel, that's a tradition. It's not really from Pasuk. Amar Machane Yisrael Kama Havi Tal Teparse. He knew that the Klal Yisrael's Machane was 3 parsa, 12 mil, which is like 6 miles long. 6 miles is a pretty big camp, okay? Yisrael Ve'akar Tura Bar Tal Teparse. He picked up a mountain that was so big, 6 miles, I don't remember, it's a gigantic mountain. Ishti Alayo, I could lean him. I'm going to throw it upon the Jews and kill him. Azarak Tura Bar Tal Teparse. Now, many of these things, the fact that it was 6 miles long of a mountain, he was able to pick it up. It could be an exaggeration, but the point is they're trying to kill us, and Hashem saved us. And also could be on a metaphysical level. I think Marshall Morrell has a lot about this story, that he's trying to trip up Klal Yisrael and make them sin and try and make them falter. And that's what happens with all our enemies. And the size of Klal Yisrael is the size of this mountain. The mountain goes over to the Itahara and certain other things. And he's trying to throw it upon us. And what happened? I did Al Reisha, and it fell upon his own head. I did Kuchibrihu. I skipped a few words. Azal Aratura, yeah, no, Barta, yeah, it fell on his head. I did Kuchibrihu. Ale, Kamti. So it fell on his head. Okay, but he still survived. So what did Hashem do? He told the ants to come out of the mountain. And they made a hole in the mountain. They ate through part of the mountain of Nachabisavari, and it fell on his neck. And he tried pulling off his neck. And the mountain's crushing him and choking him. So he's trying to pull it off. Lahaigis, he's taking his teeth and trying to bite out the mountain. This side and that side, his taivas and whatever, that got the better of him. He tried to get out of it, and he wasn't able to successfully get out of it. Shibarta. Hashem broke the teeth of the Rishayim. Kedir Rishayim and Lakash. Rishayim and Lakash. Don't read it as breaking. But if Shani Rishayim Shibarta, he broke the teeth. No, Hatukh Shibarta, El Shirafta. That Hashem extended their teeth. Ishtarvu. Not even extended. But Hashem made them not successful. What do they translate list? They have a
extended.
Okay, Hashem extended their teeth in the way that they tried to bite the mountain, but it failed. Moshe Kamahave Asra Amo Chakal Nar. Moshe was 10 times tall. That's how tall the Mishkan was. He was able to put the Mishkan as 10 times tall. Shakal Nargren, he took an axe. Bar Asra Hamini was 10 times tall. The axe. Shabar Asra Hamini jumped 10 times. Macha Bekushle. Bekadle, and he got just the ankle of Og, and he hit him on the ankle and he killed him. Emma Joshua Love, Moshe Dirtiv. He saw in Iraq when they were fighting against Amalek. You see that? That's where a miracle happened. It was hit from Amalek. We understand the rest of the miracles. It was good for Klai, so they were saved from the enemies. But with the wife of Lot, this is terrible. It's a bad story. Because what happened there was that she turned into a pillar of salt. It was bad. And she was presumably the wife of Lot. She wasn't so bad. So why do we make a bracha over there? For an ace, a miracle. It's supposed to be for good stars. This is a tragedy. Amr Baruch, Dine Hamas. You don't say an ace over there. Vahodav, Shavakatani. But it sounds like in this list, in the Mishnah, they're all about Shavak Hodav. They're not about Dine Hamas. Tane Alov Ishav, Baruchash Time. Al Ishto Omer Baruch Dynamis, Alo Omer Baruch Sadiqim. Basically, you make two brachas. One is Dynamis for the tragedy that happened to Lo's wife. She died. And for Lo, you make the Zohar to Sadiqim, which says, and remember Sadiqim.
Did we have that in Mishnah?
No. It's a slightly different bracha. Yeah. Even when Hashem is angry, Hashem saves them. That even when Hashem was coming to destroy the city, Hashem remembered Avram and took and saved Lo because of Avram.
So with the tzaddikim, we're talking about Avraham or Lo?
Avraham, it sounds
like. Yeah, it sounds like Avraham. Yeah. That's right. Rashi says that. Yeah, good. Chomaz Yerusha Nevla. The wall didn't actually fall. It fell and it swallowed up in its place. You make a bracha when you see the walls of Yericho because they got swallowed up in the place. Chomaz Yerusha Nevla. Ha Nevla. Didn't fall. They make a big shofar blow and it fell. Says the Gemara, it was such a tremendously thick wall. It was as thick as it was tall. If it just fell over, you would hardly notice it. Such a 5-foot wall, 5-foot thick and tall wall. If it fell over, it would be hardly noticeable. It wouldn't be anything. So it was swallowed up in the ground. A tremendous miracle. That was what it means. It fell. It fell in a way that it fell into the ground. It was swallowed. It's supposed to be more nicker of an ace. I'm Rabbi Yonam Rav. I'm Rabbi Hodas. Yudayam. Ocham Edbar. Misha Echol. I'm Rabbi Rav. Misha Echovish. Be'er Asurim. Be'yata. These are very famous. These are not an ace, though. You make the bracha for Hagomel. If somebody has something they were saved from. And for they're all in Tehillim, they're supposed to be, and someone bring a Korban Todah in the base of Medesh, when these used to think, when these things used to happen, we don't have the base of Medesh, we can't bring Korban Todah, we make Hagoma when these things happen. Somebody who was, went to the seas, and he came out healthy. Minal and Dechlivi, Yordai Yam, Be'adonios, Be'adonios, if someone went into a ship into the sea, Imaru Masai Hashem, Omer, Be'amed Ruch Esara, and there was a tempest, Ve'elu Shemai, Ve'erdu Tehomos, and it says they hoodil Hashem, and they Omer, and basically all the Pesukim were Befirish. They went and they saw Hashem's signs, and they were in the tempest, and they went up to Shemayim. Meaning the tempest, this storm is going up and down from the heavens, and Beirdu Tehomot is going down to the depths of the seas, and it's creating a lot of chaos, and they're still saving. They're getting thrown around their ship like a drunkard, and still, we cry out to Hashem, save us from our troubles. All these psukim that the tempest stopped and they're back to peaceful seas. Remember, this Machubi Kishtoku, they're happy when it's quieted. The Omer Yadula, Hashem Chasto, and Avotan Adam. We have to thank Hashem for his grace and we tell people about this. Hoche Midbar, you know, same thing with the Midbar. Dechtiv, too, with Midbar Mishaman, we're lost in the Derech Yer Moshav Lomatso. We can't find a way to go. Basically, Hashem Yadur Tame, the Derech Yishara, Yadula, Hashem Chasto. We didn't know it. We cried out to Hashem, and Hashem showed us a way in the desert to get out. Mishachal ben Rapa, if we were sick, the fools get out of their pesha, out of their sins and their negligent mistakes, kochal titav nasham, and all their food, their souls are disgusted from. But even so, meaning whatever it is, in other words, a person's sick. They feel sick from their food. They feel sick from lots of their mistakes. Bottom line, basically, Hashem is harlahem, yishlach devarovi erpeim. Hashem is going to heal them. And veyadu l'Hashem chasdo. Same story. Someone sitting in darkness in a jail cell. Kim ruim reel, because he when he made sins, and that's why he was in jail. And then he was humbled. He cried out to Hashem because of our troubles. We thank Hashem. Those are all the psukim. We make the bracha. And we'll talk about more details of Gomel tomorrow.